There's a saying that most of you have heard before, and it goes a little like this. High school is the best years of your life. Now, I hope that high school wasn't the best years of your life, and I really hope that they aren't for me. I'm not saying that the past 3 years haven't been great, because they have. They've been full of laughter and fun and new beginnings. I've been given valuable friends who support me, and I've grown closer to my family and to my youth group. However, I've also lost friendships. I felt hurt and frustration, overwhelmed by the thought of the days to come. The good news is that we're not defined by what we have and what we don't have, or what we feel and what we don't feel. Philippians 3:7-8 says, "I once thought these things were valuable, but now I consider them worthless because of what Christ has done. Yes, everything else is worthless when compared with the infinite value of knowing Christ Jesus my Lord." The Hebrew definition of sin means to miss a mark, so a sinner aiming at happiness is missing his mark because he seeks for happiness where it can never be found. In the end, our joy and our value can only come from what Christ has done. Paul, the author of Philippians, was circumcised when he was 8 days old. He was a pure-blooded citizen of Israel, a member of the tribe of Benjamin, a member of the Pharisees. He strictly followed the law, but he also persecuted the church. This season of Lent encourages us to reconsider. We allow God to honestly work in us as we examine our lives and our faith. Take a step back. Think about your past mistakes as well as your victories. What experiences shaped you into who you are today? What people of faith guided you on your journey? Our past contains the roots out of which the present grows. Now, while we think about the past and its importance, I pray that we don't dwell on it. Because, get ready for this, the present moment becomes the past, which is where the future will grow from. The present moment becomes the past, which is where the future will grow from. Philippians 3:13-14 says, "I focus on this one thing, forgetting the past and looking forward to what lies ahead. I press on to reach the end of the race and receive the heavenly prize for which God, through Jesus Christ, is calling us." As we live life on earth, we may never have full knowledge of Christ, but maybe pursue him as if we are literally running a race. Now, I am not a runner. I do show choir, I sing, and I dance. I do sit-ups and push-ups occasionally, but I do not like to run. My youngest sister, Emma Kate, is also not a runner. When she was around 4 years old, she played rec soccer. Long story short, she enjoyed dancing in the middle of the field. During one of her many games that I went to, my mom called out to her from the sideline and asked why she wasn't running to get the ball. And she responded with, "Mama, I'm not a running girl, I'm a walking girl." On the other hand, professional runners train daily, they eat healthy, and they listen to motivational music. So, when the time comes for them to run their race, they're strong, they're energized, and they're motivated. Now, in order to run this metaphorical race that Paul talks about, we should read our Bible daily to experience the peace that God gives. And we should surround ourselves with people that strengthen our faith. We should pray, taking every little thing to God, living all day long in holy fellowship, so that no matter the circumstance, we immediately turn to God. We should speak with gentleness and with respect. We should sit and close our eyes and listen. To the birds outside, to the organ playing during worship, and to the sound of crayons being dropped by the kids sitting in the pew behind you. As we do these things and run our race, we are strong, we're energized, and we're motivated. The race is beautiful, and may we find something new in it every day. The best days are yet to come. Let us all strive to be professional runners, even if we really are walking girls or guys at heart. Now, I do my best to show others what this race looks like. And for the past year, I've prayed the same thing every day. Lord, let them see you through my actions. Oftentimes, I get discouraged because I mess up. I forget what God calls us to do. A couple of weeks ago, God revealed to me the impact that I made on one of my peers. I was sitting in one of my classes waiting for the bell to ring when one of my classmates walked up to me and asked a question. Now, I recognized her face, but I never had a conversation with her or even a class with her. She asked me a question behind the story of Jesus' birth, and I immediately wanted to do a little dance in my seat. I was so happy. She knew that I was a Christian only through my actions. So, as I wrap this whole thing up, I pray that you don't get discouraged. It's not a sprint, it's a marathon. Continue to pursue Christ, strive to finish strong in your faith. This Christ-like life is not a moment to achieve, but a goal to pursue. Keep pressing toward the goal.